The city of Wauwatosa yesterday continued the process of deciding the uncertain future of what's known as the Life Sciences District. It's a 1,200-acre swath that includes the Milwaukee County grounds and the sprawling hospital complex nearby. The site has been home to significant development in recent years, and future development plans have stirred emotions among people in the region.
At issue is the balance between economic development and the preservation of green space in the bustling corridor. Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. She's been covering the story and was at yesterday's open house at Wauwatosa City Hall. She's here with an update on that and other news on the environmental beat. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mitch.
Was there a big crowd at yesterday's Wauwatosa event?
There was. When I arrived, people were crammed into the hallway outside the meeting room at City Hall. It turned out only a portion of the crowd was allowed into the meeting room at one time, and that left people like Trevor Bawden disgruntled.
I mean, I don't have too much to say, just that I'm a little disappointed by the fact that we're not all allowed into the meeting right now, and that there's a lot of us right now waiting outside. We've been waiting over an hour. They turned away about 3/4 of us at the door, which was very disappointing, because I would have thought after the first turnout that they would have allowed more of us in.
Bawden's referring to a county board meeting last month, where again many people showed up to learn about this plan. As we said, it's called the Life Sciences District Plan. That folds in 1,200 acres of the city, and leaders have repeatedly said that it's very much a work in progress.
So it was an open house. Were people able to comment on the proposal on the table?
Well, that brings up another point of contention. Residents could queue up to laptops to complete an online comment form. By the way, they can also do that remotely until the cutoff date, which is February 17th. But last night, people were also encouraged to scribble their thoughts on Post-it notes. A lot of people did so. Some comments included, create walking paths, not roads. Another was, no more roads, no more development, no more stores. And although the final master plan folds in the medical complex, as well as what's long been known as the county grounds, many people are zeroing in on that wooded area that they fear will be lost to a series of apartments. Sheila Nolte had a lot to say on her sticky note.
I made the comment that when the winds come from the west, smoke from the power plant actually goes down into the woods. That's the area where they want to develop and put apartments. And also, studies have shown that people living near the freeway, there's higher incident of asthma. So the woods and all of the natural area helps to clean those pollutants. So instead of developing in that area, they really need to keep it as it is to help with that. And besides the wildlife.
So, Susan, where does Milwaukee County figure into the scheme of things?
Well, the county owns a lot of the land north of Watertown Plank Road, and at least part of that wooded area I talked about falls within a parcel that's not zoned park, rather medical institutional. It gets kind of wonky. But the county director of administrative services, Teague Whaley-Smith, told me it's the county's job to protect environmental sensitive areas as park. And for areas that are not, they should be put into the best public use, which he says is often development. He says in this case,
We think there's about 30 to 35 acres that is environmentally sensitive that should be added as parks land, and would be the county executive's goal to add that to the parkland area. And then the site that is not environmentally sensitive, that we come up with a community plan to redevelop that so it can add to jobs and tax base in the area.
So it sounds like this may not be a speedy process.
I think you're right. There will be, I'm told, at least another open house and also a public hearing at some point. In addition, the final plan would have to go through committee and the full approval of the Common Council.
In Wauwatosa.
Yeah.
Now, today there is something somewhat less controversial being announced into the city of Milwaukee.
Definitely. Mayor Barrett is unveiling a plan that will turn a 3/5 of an acre, I know we like to be specific, into green space.
And that this is a spot adjacent to the Fondy Farm Market.
That is right. It's just north of North Avenue on Fond du Lac, and it's been a real eyesore. A number of community partners have put their heads together on this, and the initial centerpiece is a stormwater capturing system. MMSD and the Fund for Lake Michigan funded that part. Fondy Food Center Executive Director Jennifer Casey hopes that when it's complete, it will also serve as a neighborhood gathering spot.
We've got a very impressive timeline here. Phase one of the park is slated to open in September of 2017, which coincides with Fondy Farmers Market Harvest Fest and Centennial Celebration. So we'll be excited for the ribbon cutting. But personally, I'm also really excited about the public health components. You know, the implications of green space really mean a lot to public health in terms of mental wellness, public safety, physical activity. All of those are really opportunities to continue to contribute to the wellness of this neighborhood.
And Susan, you said something about additional community partners.
Right. Those include a group called ReFlow, which is contributing to the stormwater management design piece. And another partner is Reciprocity. It calls itself a mobile cultural center. Fidel Verdine is one of its directors, and he talked a bit about their role.
A lot of residents want to see some new activity in this neighborhood. So you have some passionate folks in this area. Reciprocity is fitting in, you know, we're in a lot of different ways. We sort of act as a glue, I like to say, in a lot of projects that we work with. Glue between arts and culture, a glue between community and city, a glue between community institutions and residents. We're really concentrating on helping with the messaging and the visual parts of what people see, the artwork, the signage, you know, and how we convey the message and the purpose of what this park is really about, sustainability and catching water and building community.
Susan, what about students who are playing a role in the Fondy Park project?
There are a number of students. They include both UWM students and a team of MSOE, or Milwaukee School of Engineering students. Kate Walschlager is part of a freshman honors class of MSOE students that is designing a stage for the park.
A big portion of our first trimester in this class was learning about the community and the struggles in Milwaukee. And so once you learn of all those things, I mean, we came from pretty upscale backgrounds compared to a lot of these people, and so try and be able to relate to that and then be able to improve their situation in a pretty significant way. I mean, it's really our motivation for the project.
Thank you so much for all the information, Susan.
My pleasure, Mitch.
That's Lake Effect's Susan Benz. You can find more of her environmental reporting at WUWM.com.